Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Last Dance of the Debutante, a novel by Julia Kelly, read by Marisa Collin.
Prologue. Winter, 1957. Lily felt the top book in the stack she carried slip slightly and hitched around to brace it so that it didn't fall to the pavement. It was misting rain as it always did when the crispness of autumn gave way to London's winter chill. She glanced down at the books. They should be in a worn leather satchel, but the copies of The Way We Live Now and Hard Times already stuffed in there next to her composition books made it too full. A woman in a neat canary yellow suit with her hair tied up in a scarf of blues and creams that gave the telltale shimmer of silk hurried by Lily. Across the road, a nanny stopped to fuss at her young charge, urging him to put his hat back on so he didn't catch a chill. This was not a neighborhood of housewives making dinner for hardworking husbands, or young bohemians who considered the late afternoon a perfectly suitable time for breakfast. Belgravia was a quiet sanctuary for the elite, who, at this time of day, would be taking tea in china cups, as they considered whatever entertainment of dinners, dancing, or theater this evening would entail. Lily turned off Pont Street and onto Cadogan Place, its row of white houses decorated with columns and balconies like an iced cake, facing the gated oasis that was Cadogan Place Park. Halfway down the road, she stopped, tugged at the hem of her navy school jacket, and smoothed a hand over her light blonde curls. It was silly to check. She had combed them in the ladies' room of Mrs. Wodley's School for Girls before taking the bus to Hyde Park Corner. And they'd been perfect, because she'd set them in pin curls only yesterday night before bed, taking care when brushing them out that morning. However, she knew not to leave perfection to chance when it came to Tuesday tea with Grandmama. Lily rolled her shoulders back, lifted her chin, and twisted the large brass key of her grandmother's old-fashioned doorbell. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The heavy black door creaked open, revealing Grandmama's tidy, wiry housekeeper, just as always. "Good afternoon, Mrs. Parker," Lily said, as the housekeeper stepped back to let her into the hall. "Madam is in the drawing room," said Mrs. Parker, no expression crossing her always composed features. As usual. Lily placed her spare books on the entryway's wide circular table that bore a crystal vase filled with flowers, and handed her satchel to Mrs. Parker, impressed when the older woman did not flinch at the weight of the bag. With one hand on the polished banister, Lily tried her best to float up the stairs.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?